Welcome to the Mess of Perfection. Or as we used to say, TMI. I. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I love when you talk. Sometimes you just stare directly into my soul and I'm like, I don't know how I'm supposed to respond to this. Welcome back, guys. I'm Shannon.
I'm Danny. Nope.
Bruh. What the hell?
Well, you see, sometimes that Cecil Donkey just comes out. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you remember that last episode? I went a little country bumpkin at the end. Yes. Reasons unknown. Really not funny. A fucking clue. I'm hey, crying. Danny. What are we talking about today?
Well, according to the note that you made for me, we are resurrecting ourselves.
I mean, aren't we?
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
I think we really are. I think there's something so powerful and empowering in knowing that you are creating the life that you want.
Why did I just get really emotional over that?
Did you?
I did. Ooh. I did. Because, like, I mean, we talked about a lot about that last episode.
Yeah.
And I think it's just something we're going to talk more about and we will continue to talk more about because we... I mean, you hit the nail on the head, right?
Yeah.
Like, we are 100%. We fell off the wagon. We let life control us.
I got ran over by the wagon.
Yeah. It drug me through the mud. I think it may have been stomped on a couple times.
It's funny, but it's not.
But, you know, we got back up. It's fine.
Why are we, like, in the state? I don't know. I think it's so funny that sometimes we just do accents so poorly and it just sticks.
Oh my god, people probably hate us so much right now for that. I don't do it on purpose though. I'm not consciously making that decision. It just comes out of my mouth.
Yes, I can concur 100%.
Like word vomit.
Yes.
Do you know where that's from?
No. Me.
Are you kidding me?
No, what?
Mean Girls.
Word vomit?
Yeah, she goes,
no.
Came out of me like word vomit.
No, I literally didn't know that was from that.
I quote Mean Girls often and no one catches it and I don't understand why.
I literally thought that was a term I made up.
No.
Okay.
You did not. You got it from Lindsay Lohan, impressive. Katie Heron.
I love Lindsay Lohan.
Do you?
Yeah, like not like now druggy Lindsay Lohan, but like a Parent Trap. Mean Girls S.
Same. Freaky and Freaky Friday. Friday. Oh, Freaky yeah, Friday. Yeah, yeah. What was that song? I don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
Do you know what song I'm trying to
no.
sing? Take me away. You don't know that song?
Okay. So that right. one time.
That we were talking about resurrecting ourselves and we just went down a weird tangent.
Lindsay Lohan. Would you like to sponsor us, Lindsay?
Yeah, Lindsay.
I did not just call you a drug addict, by the way. That was... not a thing.
She's pregnant.
No, she's not.
I kid you fucking not.
By who?
I don't know. There's a lot of celebrities. Like, I would say she's a B-lister now.
Oh, for sure.
She once was an A-lister. She's B-listed it now. But there's a lot of B-listers that I don't know who they're married to, who they're with, who they're fucking. I don't know. But I feel like we should know. And then they come out like Rihanna. I don't know who her baby daddy is. Do you?
Eminem? Question mark?
Definitely not. Okay. Unless I'm a total fool.
Oh, I don't know. I don't follow celebrities.
That's what I'm saying. Slightest. Like, I don't know what's going on. The only thing that I still follow is the OG. Yeah. And the Circle OGs.
Stop it. Really?
Yeah. Because remember that one I was like obsessed with? I was like, I don't even remember his name. It's Vince.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
The only one I remember is Shaggy, Scooby, Shabam, Shawam. I don't know.
You remembered him. The Indian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, because he came back in episode this latest season.
I have not watched past season 2.
Oh, God. So good. All right. Okay. All right,
I'm sorry,
all
guys. All right. You lost us.
Falling off the wagon. Letting life control us instead of us controlling our lives.
Yeah, I was saying that and then weird things happened.
Shannon, who the fuck were you before we met?
A lost soul. I have a feeling this is going to be a good episode and it's going to be weird. Did I write that question?
Yes, you wrote all of these questions.
What the fuck?
I don't know where you were going with this, but I'm here to answer every one of your questions.
Who were we before we met?
Oh, you know what? I'll answer because I know where we're going with this. So the follow up, I think it's important to no, it's not. Before we
cheese and crackers, if the Christians are out there listening to me.
I think this is how we earn the explicit rating on Apple. Get that little E. So I think who I was before we met and who we were before 75 Hard is really the same person, because we started 75 Hard relatively early into our friendship, question mark. Not really, 6 months maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I really changed much after we met until 75 Hard.
That's fair.
I was 100% the victim in every situation. I don't want to say every situation. In my life, mm-hmm. like my personal life, I was the victim. Everything happened to me and my life was shitty because of external sources. I had no control over... What's that? your mic.
I'm limp dick, Mike. It's fine.
Her mic literally just limp dicks it.
It's fine.
Where was I going with this? Yeah, just the big victim mentality and thinking that the world was happening to me. And you were the biggest proponent in that change for me.
I need you to stop complimenting me like this.
Thank you, Shane.
Makes me want to cry. I've noticed that huge. Actually, something you posted on Instagram recently about your grandmother.
Yeah.
That was a huge shift that I saw in you. You realizing that, like, it wasn't your fault on, like, where you were, but you take responsibility for it now.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I noticed that on your Instagram. I meant to say something to you and I forgot about it. I may have commented on it, but in my head, I definitely did.
Yeah. There, and I previously had, like, no reasoning behind anything that was happening or things that I was letting happen. And I had, like, no explanation for my life choices.
Do you ever look back on your life and you go, wow, I was, like, a toxic fucker?
I don't know.
That's fair.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I never did anything that was truly toxic. But also, I feel like I wasn't self-aware enough to see it from that mindset at that time.
That's fair.
So when things were happening, I don't think I know I wasn't aware enough to be like, yeah, that was shitty of me. And now I'm looking back kind of with rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, that situation was not my fault. I didn't do that. You know what I mean?
It's interesting you say that, because I was just listening to that book. Gotten a lot of nuggets out of that book. But one of them was...
Which book?
Buy Yourself the Fucking Lilies.
Okay, that was a different episode you said that. I don't know why. You just gave me attitude.
Oh, that wasn't attitude towards you. That was attitude towards myself for not having this already out in front of me. I was like pissed. I was like, I just wrote this down. But she was like talking about mending a relationship. She gave all these steps to talking about mending a relationship, right? But one of the things was... write down your responsibility for it and be really honest with yourself. And she said sometimes it's not even like, so she gave an example that she was with somebody who yelled at her a lot, like would scream at her all the time. She was like, there wasn't anything I could have done differently about that, but my responsibility is I stayed with him for too long.
Yeah.
And I just like, that just makes me think of that when you're thinking about looking back and you're like, oh, that wasn't at all my, fault. And it's like, okay, there's always a part we play in these things.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, even now, like, you know, looping back to who we were before we met, before 75 Hard, after 75 Hard, and like where we are now, where we're resurrecting ourselves from all of that. It's like, there are a lot of things that happened to both of us. They all happened to us for a reason, but a lot of it was, I mean, we had some crappy shit happen to us. And it's like, what part did I have to play in that? And like, for me personally, like, I know I played a huge part on it, even though a lot of it did happen that I wasn't aware of. It's like going back and be like, okay, but how much of that, like, how would my highest self respond to that?
Yeah.
And that was something she brought up. It's like, you know, the mending relationship, I thought about me and you specifically, like our friendship. And, you know, that was, I did not have that blueprint beforehand, but I knew exactly how I wanted our friendship to, like, or I knew what needed to happen in order for us to come back as friends. And we've talked about this, and this will be in a future episode, but it was really self-reflecting and self-awareness that you're talking about. Like, I don't think that us as a society do that enough. Like, we are afraid to own up to our shit.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it is scary.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's terrifying. But the more you do it, the easier it gets to own up to it.
It does. And it makes you feel icky. And I feel like the when you first start doing it,
yeah,
it's much ickier.
Yes.
And it makes you feel much grosser inside.
Yes. But the more you do it, you feel better.
Yeah.
Like, which sounds crazy because it's like you're doing it for yourself. I'm like, no, I'm not. But it does make me feel better about it. It's more because of like an integrity thing.
Yes.
It's like you feel better about yourself because you know you're holding yourself to a higher standard and you're living your life in integrity versus living your life as that martyr that we talked about that last episode.
100%.
But do we want to do like timeline, like who we both were, where we went and where we're going? Like, do we want to do individual or we want to do
no, it let's, together? Yeah, let's do like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before we met, I was in like, I remember this so vividly. I was in like the weirdest fucking place because coming over to Harford County, working there, I feel like looking back, I can definitely tell I was toxic. Again.
Yeah, you said that a lot.
Yeah, because I recognize I wasn't consciously making decisions that were toxic. Like, I wasn't aware what I was doing was bad. But looking back, I could definitely identify a lot of things that I was doing that was shitty. Decisions I made, people I was with, like, all of that's it.
Big fair.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize it in the moment. And there wasn't anyone. I was talking to Delaney about this. There wasn't anyone who could have told me that I was doing wrong. I had to learn those lessons for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't come in and be like, you're making a really bad decision. Like, there wasn't anyone telling me that I was making bad decisions. Like, yeah. I had to figure them out myself. And I did. And that's like one of the worst parts about me, and I get frustrated to this day, and I hope that I'm like better at it, but like I'm so fucking stubborn and I'm like, this isn't a bad decision, this is a great decision. And I will die on that hill even if I start to realize it's a bad decision. And I think I've gotten better at it, but in that time frame you couldn't tell me wrong.
Yes.
And then obviously we did 75 hard. So before, yeah, before we met, I don't think I was. It was weird because I think there was a lot of parts of me that I think it was part of the growth journey for me. Like, I had smushed myself, excuse me. I smushed myself so small before my growth journey that when I started to become like healing myself, it's like almost like I had to act out. So when we met, I think I was still in that like acting, like a teenager who acts out.
Yeah.
Phase, because I never really gave myself permission to do that before. I never gave myself permission to live my life the way, like however the fuck I saw it. So I think I just took that way far to the extreme. And then that's kind of when you entered the picture, which is what made our friendship weird for a while. And then 75 hard started to like bring me back to where I should be.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I definitely, what you said really resonates with me, that like, I may not remember exactly the actions I took that were toxic, and I'm by no means saying that I wasn't toxic or that I'm perfect at all, because I'm sure I did things that were toxic. I just don't necessarily remember them individually, but making decisions, those S's,
not
they
ain't fan. A thing today. It's the phlegm.
These allergies are kicking my ass. The decisions I made to like stay with people too long, that was probably the biggest obstacle in my entire life. Me trying to fix people absolutely delayed my entire life. I failed my paramedic program because of a man. And that was 100% on me. I take full responsibility for that because I essentially chose him over studying. I chose the relationship that was an awful fucking relationship and failed my paramedic program because of that. And just like decisions like that just changed the absolute trajectory of my life, whether for better or for worse. I mean, you can't say that now.
Yeah.
But like, those are the things that I can definitely see the toxicity in. Staying with people too long, making decisions like that, and choosing things like that.
Others.
Yeah.
Over you. I think,
and that's like a reoccurring trend in my entire life.
A big part of like why you and I get along so well and why we understand each other so well is because I think we're both recovering people pleasers.
Let me marinate on that for a hot second.
I don't know if people pleaser is the right word for you. For me, it definitely is. But staying in things for too long is definitely, I don't know if people, I don't want to say people pleaser is the right word. It's like almost like trying to maintain a, I'm shooting shit at the wall right now and seeing what I'm trying to say right now. But like maintaining an image.
It's exactly what I was waiting to say. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Like that showed up in people pleasing.
Yeah.
For you, that showed up differently. But regardless, we both tried to maintain an image for other people.
100%.
Like, we wanted to have that. We wanted to look a certain way, show up the world a certain way. And it did not matter what was burning down around us. As long as that image was maintained, that was all that was important to us.
100%.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That is very interesting. I feel like we've never talked about this before.
No, we definitely
haven't. It's so funny that that's, like, something that we both resonate with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
And I made People Please too long, went crazy buck wild, and then I had to relearn who I wanted and what I wanted. This microphone is driving me fucking crazy right now.
I just watched it, like, slowly point to the sky.
It's like, I need to stop touching it, but I can't.
It's anyway. Fine. Okay, so are we done with who we were before we met?
I think so.
Anything else we want to talk about?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I think that last point was really interesting. I really glad we fleshed that out.
Yeah, that's definitely, we've never figured that one out before. I love how sometimes these podcast episodes end up being like a therapy session for us.
Yeah, and we I feel like we learn a lot about each other, and that makes us even closer too.
And we learn about ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm hoping that through our self-discovery helps other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Back and
be like, oh yeah, I definitely relate to that. Like, because I definitely see it in other people in our life.
Oh, I'm for not sure. Gonna
throw names out there, but I definitely see it. And I'm like, I know. I try to be the person that I needed back then.
Absolutely. Like you'll see people doing things, and you're like, I've literally been that girl before.
Yeah, and like I can't tell these people like how to live their life or that they're making mistakes. They just need to make those mistakes, but I will. Step back if I need to, for boundary purposes. But when they need me, I'll show up for them.
Yeah.
Like, because I know I always did everything with what I thought was the best intentions. I never intentionally hurt anybody.
Right.
But sometimes it didn't look that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's where we were when we started 75 Hard. And you and I both, you were the one that found 75 Hard.
Yeah.
You're the one that were like, let's do it. And I was like, okay.
I was so thankful you did it with me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so thankful.
I've discovered that I cannot do it by myself.
Yeah.
Which I'm saying that, I know that's like, as Andy Frisella would say, the bitch voice, but it 100% is. It's not impossible because I know people do it, but if you are by yourself, it's very hard. It's very hard to do
it. I think
by
it's yourself. About being, I think a personal development and self improvement journey is so lonely to begin with, which is fine. And I think you and I can both embrace the loneliness. But when something sucks as much as 75 Hard, it makes it very hard to embrace the suck.
Yeah.
Alone. When you have someone who can commiserate with your misery.
Yeah.
I think that makes a world of difference.
I don't need, I think we're both feel the same. Like, we don't need you to, pity us or feel sorry for us. You just need to sit with us.
100%.
Is all we really need when we're, especially because we were going through, 75 Hard was exponential in a lot of aspects of our life. Every checkbox, we improved on. But because of that, it did suck. Your body's drained, your mind's drained, you're realizing a lot about yourself that you didn't realize about yourself. You're realizing both good and bad. And doing it with somebody else is in the Hashimoto's book, she talks about having an autoimmune disorder is very lonely. So you need to make sure you have a tribe around you. And I think that sometimes in the 75 Hard community, people are like, you need to be able to do this by yourself. When it's like, that's not the way we're designed as humans. We're not meant to do things by ourselves. And we talked about this earlier. I have a hard time asking help for people. I realize that that's probably a fault because I know that if I ask for help, I will get it. But I have a hard time asking for it.
Yeah.
And we're not meant to be by ourselves. And I think that 75 Hard just proved that to us. We can still work on ourselves and it be quote unquote lonely, but we know that there's somebody sitting in that suck with us.
Yes.
And that makes it a lot easier for us to go through these and a lot easier to have a personal development journey, knowing that there's somebody there with us on it, that journey. I know that we went into that journey with a failure is not an option.
Absolutely. Especially because we did not have the best motivations, because I was all about St. Patrick's Day was day 76. And I wanted to be able to party hard on day 76.
We did.
So there was no restarts.
No, we could not restart.
So I don't know if that was the best reward. I don't know. But you know what? It got us through.
It did get us through. I don't know if I ever want to start on January 1st again. I don't know if you remember that. But that was, do you remember? remember how hungover I was that day.
What did we do for New Year's that year?
We did something. I think I had a party.
Did you? What did we do? I don't even remember.
But yeah. Or yeah. I worked the night before. It was something. I remember either worked. I remember being tired.
Yeah.
And I remember being rainy. I remember being cold. And I literally was like, fuck my life.
Yeah, I agree that I don't. The January 1st to March, like 16, 17, whatever, is really not the most ideal weather wise, but it is the best uninterrupted 75 days.
Yes.
Because you got the summer. We be loving to drink in the pool. Then you got like Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Well, that was
our birthdays.
Okay, but
Easter.
Devil's advocate like, here. We doing the whole 75 hard year. We missed Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I did do phase three. We did phase three. Not together because she was dead at that time.
I have resurrected, guys. Don't worry.
Resurrect. Oh my God. Resurrecting ourselves. Oh, that's funny. That's really cute.
That is cute.
But I joke about that all the time that Shayna was dead while we were not friends because I literally deleted every speck of evidence of this woman. Gone. She I could not. Have fallen off the face of the earth and I wouldn't have known the difference.
She was still hanging on my living room wall.
She literally kept every picture. She still has the stick, the OG logo sticker on her laptop. Like I was still very much present and she was dead. Absolutely dead. So I did phase three alone.
It sucked. Talking to people sucked.
Oh my God. Yeah. Phase three. Did we ever finish that? Remember how we did pod episodes on Lake St. Carf?
We did not.
We didn't do phase three yet.
No.
Did we do phase two together? I don't know if we did.
Yes, I did. I was in the academy. I was finishing up the academy.
I don't remember if I did or not.
I did because phase one happened in the springtime because we did that. And phase two, I remember it was in the, I was the last, I started phase two a couple days earlier than you guys did.
Yeah.
Because I did not want to do the full academy in phase two.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
So I did like the first week or two.
Oh my God, so we're going to have to do a phase three 75 hard. Let me write this down. Please hold.
Or we're just going to have to do it again.
No.
You don't want to do phase three again? You don't want to do a whole live hard year?
I don't really care, honestly.
Okay.
Because like I did it before, so like what's the difference? You know what I mean? And it's only 30 days. You can literally do anything for 30 days. Anyway, I don't even know where I was going with this. You were dead to me. I did phase three. Next.
I don't know where we were going.
I don't know where I was going with that either. So, like I said in the last episode, 75 hard was hands down the best year of my entire life. It ended really shitty because you died. But, like...
Dead.
I wonder how many times I can say Shannon died in this episode.
I don't know. I will start the count.
Phase three, aside from phase three, and like just the first part of it, personally and professionally, it was the best year of my entire life.
I want to know what happened to our brains, because I did not consciously go downhill, but I did.
Post 75 hard.
Well, I did 75 hard again in 2022.
Did you complete it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I did not complete anything else after that.
Okay.
I feel like I completed phase one again, but besides that, nothing else got finished. I'm curious on what happened to my brain that way, because this is like we talk about resurrecting ourselves. So something happened between when we finished that year and today.
How did you feel when you did 75 hard the second time?
I didn't feel like...
What was your mindset?
I did it to get back on track.
And how did that work?
Not well.
Okay.
But I think that was more external than it was internal. If you're picking up my vibe there.
I am picking up your vibe, but...
Like, I think I let external influences influence my internal brain more.
I was just going to say, you're placing blame where it does not belong.
No, I don't think I clarified that statement well enough. I'm not blaming the external. I think the way I interpreted the external in my internal.
Yes.
I don't know why I just made that so fucking confusing.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I think that that is more like I did it, but I was more so going through the motions than like actually going in with like, this is what I want to accomplish.
That's fair. That is like discipline though.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're strengthening your discipline.
Yeah. But like, obviously not because I didn't set goals in 2022 or 2023. So what the fuck happened to my brain?
That's very interesting that you didn't set goals, but you still did 75 hard. That's interesting to me. I wonder if there's a correlation.
I am also curious on that. I wonder if there's a, I really wish that I could unpack my brain more. Because 2022 is a really weird year for me. Like, you know that. Like, it was just a fucked up year for a lot of reasons.
Mainly because I wasn't there, but continue.
It's a common denominator. I mean, let's get real here. And it's like, I don't want to say I derail completely because I think that I did. I'm having a moment. I'm realizing things.
I want to have we bought this sweet like sound mixer. Well, Jake bought it for us, my boyfriend. This like podcast thing that's gonna be super fucking cool for us.
You guys are definitely gonna get annoyed with all the fucking noises we're gonna make.
The sound effects. I'm gonna do like the Jeopardy music when we're like bee doo bee.
That's what's happening in my brain. So I just had a moment in my brain. So I think in 2022, the reason I didn't make goals was not because I didn't want to set goals, but because I was going through a healing journey, a different part of my healing journey than I had before. Because how many things have I said, like, between therapy and all of it, that I was like, and this is why I am who I am today? Because I think that who I am today is a lot different than the friend that had left in 2021.
Agree.
You know? So it's almost like my brain needed to shift focus on, instead of building goals to make a bigger life, it needed to fix itself in the life it was at. Does that make sense? Yeah, I didn't think it did. I'm not gonna lie, but I don't know how to explain what is going on in my brain right now. But it's like, it's not that I didn't want to make goals. It's that I didn't know how I was gonna make goals while also trying to heal the part of myself that needed to be healed.
Why couldn't you have made goals around that?
I think I did subconsciously. Like, I just don't think I had it, like, in a 4-on-1 situation, because it wasn't a 4-on-1 situation. Okay. Like, it wasn't something that I could be like, this week, I'm going to work on this part of my brain. You know what I mean?
Let's talk to my therapist about this.
Right. Like, I had goals. Like, I wanted to heal. Like, for lack of a better term, it was, like, PTSD, because we talked about this. Like, I have an emotional brain and a logical brain. I don't know where the PTSD came from. I don't know that part. I don't know if I ever will, but that was what I needed to heal, was like my reactions to everything. And I think because I was so focused on that, my body was like in fight or flight with all of that.
That's fair.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I explain that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So this resurrecting myself is like, okay, I've gotten to a point that I'm like, we're still healing, but I'm a lot more healed than I used to be. So now I'm ready to move upward and onward.
I think that's really where self-awareness is of the utmost importance, because there is such a fine line, and this is what I struggle with a lot, and I talk to my therapist about this a lot. There's such a fine line of listening to your body, knowing when you need to take it easy mentally, physically, emotionally, and then also using that as an excuse and a crutch for being a piece of shit. And I did that for a very long time. And I still struggle with that a lot, because I literally had to consciously think to myself, am I saying or doing this because I truly need a break? Or am I saying this because I'm fucking lazy? I struggle with that to this day, today. I struggle with it every single day. And I think that's where you listening to yourself and understanding your true motivations behind things and why you're saying things to yourself is of the most importance. Because you could have easily taken the things that you're going through, and you probably did, quite honestly, take the things you're going through, and I'm not trying to discredit anything you just said.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
But, like, you could have, some days, yes, you really did need a break, and you needed to listen to your body and take it easy. Then other days, you very well could have been like, yeah, I'm still going through this, and I need to take a break, but in reality, you just wanted to be a piece of shit. Sit on the couch and not do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a lot of it was, like, I was in survival mode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And like, I know you've been there before. So when I say this, I know you need to meet it. But like, I don't like to use the word depressed, but it could probably be like, if I talked to a therapist and was like, this is what I was going through, they probably would be like, yeah, you were clinically depressed.
Yeah.
But I don't like that, because I feel like people throw that word around a lot. And I'm not like, this is not people that are like, diagnosed depression, but I think that a lot of people throw around the word depressed. Too much in the society. Like, okay. I'm depressed. Like, are you depressed? Or are you sad?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
It's a big difference.
So like there, like I don't like to use the word depressed. I'm using that word lightly because I don't know if that's what actually it was. But there was a point that like actually getting up to take a shower was hard for me last year.
Yeah.
Like I had my, like my, I remember my dad being like, okay, well you need to get up and get a shower. Like eat these nuggets that I just brought for you. Like there was like,
nuggets.
I know he brought me like Chick-fil-A nuggets. It was so cute. But there was like 2 or 3 months last year, like that is what my reality was. And like, I'm not at all asking for, like, I'm not being a martyr. Like, that is just the reality situation. Yeah. So, like, to be where I'm at today and be as happy with my life today and looking back at the girl that was last year is, like, wild to me. Because, I mean, it was, like, I mean, almost, like, a year ago to the day that, like, all that had started. And to look back now and be, like, and see all the growth that I've had, I'm just honestly proud of myself for getting through last year. Hands down.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad. Like, I'm really glad.
Oh, yeah, same. Honestly, same. Because I, for a while, didn't know if I was gonna make it through. Like, not like, no. Yeah, that's a fair statement.
Period.
Period. Drop mic. Walking away now. But I am really excited that everything happened the way it happened, because we wouldn't be sitting here today if it didn't.
Yeah.
Like everything that's happened to both of us. Like, and it sucks because we both went through some really hard shit. But it put us here today, and it put us on this ability to have this platform to help other women who may be in a similar situation that we were in.
Yes.
Which is really cool and empowering. And I think that's kind of why we were put on this earth, is to do this kind of work.
I agree, for sure. We've talked about this before, that I think we're so similar in so many ways, but we're also so different in so many ways. And we have, it's honestly insane. We have such similar upbringings and outlooks and just so many similar, literally, life experiences, but that are so different.
Yes. Yes.
And because we're so different in the ways that we are different, our outlook's different, our mindset's different. And I think we bring so much to the table individually and then also together because of these conversations that we have, and then just like fleshing things out. I think it's so unique.
It
just makes me that much more excited for why we're doing this and the goals that we have and the vision that we have for TMI as a whole, because I know how many people that we can impact because of everything that we've been through and everything we're continuing to work on.
I just think about the, I know and I see the people that struggle in life, like that are like similar age, similar demographic, like, and that's just what we see. That doesn't include people that are outside of that, that are going through this too, that they don't have the support, they don't have the friendships, they don't have the people in their life that's going to be able to help them. And it makes me sad for them, because like, regardless of anything that happened last year, I still had a solid support network. Like, I did. And I wouldn't have made it through without them. And I just hope that we could be that platform, even if it is just listening to a podcast and hearing the shit that we've gone through, to help them through it. Because the what's on the other side of that struggle is always more beautiful than what you think it's going to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it just, God has a way of doing shit that you look back and you're like, all right. So like anything that bad happens, I'm like, I know whatever comes after this is going to be better than I could have ever imagined. So I'm just going to let it happen and just continue forward.
Yeah. The struggle will be worth it.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to keep that in mind
when you're in it.
When you're in it. Yeah. I think that's also where, you know, that's actually funny that we're talking about this, because I have this written down to talk about in another episode, but I think now is a really good time to put this in. Whether it's an accountability partner or a support system or just a best friend or a friend or a boyfriend, well, whoever, any type of relationship, you hear this so much. I think it's disgusting that relationships are 50-50. And this is like something new that I heard, and I honestly can't remember where I heard this from, so I would give credit. This is not a Danny original. But relationships are not 50-50, no matter what it is. You are always going to have a good days and bad days. And relationships are all about supporting each other and holding each other up. So some days I can give 75 and you can only give 25, and vice versa. And I think that's such a beautiful way to look at it, because there are days when your spouse, your best friend, your accountability partner, they're going to have really shitty days. And hopefully you're not going to have a really shitty day at the same time. And you can support them, pick up the slack, give them what they're lacking, and help get them back to a better place than 10%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then vice versa, you're going to have a really shitty day, and the other people in your life, the relationships that you have, they're going to hold you up and pick up the slack and make up the rest of that 100%.
Yeah.
So I think saying important. Relationships are 50-50 is bullshit. I'm done now.
I agree. I mean, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hold my thoughts on that, but I am grateful that you said that because I think that's important to know, especially if you're in it with people and you're like, I feel like I'm just giving. If you feel like, but that being said, if you feel like you're giving most and they're not giving any,
you need to react. Yeah. I'm not talking about a consistent thing. I'm talking about like when you're going through 75 hard. That's like what made me think of that mostly, when you want to have someone sit in the sock with you.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm like, shit, today is the day I'm going to quit. I can't do this.
And I'm like, fuck, no, it's not. Danny, get your shit out of bed. We're going to do this. Exactly. And then vice versa. You do the same thing for me.
Right.
Like, we called each other out.
Yeah.
Or we were like, okay, I understand that it sucks right now. Like, what can I do to help this better for you?
But you're going to get up and go do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Or like, if you're in a relationship and like, you know, your partner had a really hard day at work, you're going to be the one to cook dinner, or you're going to be the one to do the dishes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if that's, they're expecting you to do the dishes every single night.
Totally different story.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about picking up the slack, meeting your partner, friend, whatever, where they're at, and lifting them up. And they should be doing the same for you in return.
I'm gonna put that on the docket for meeting people where they're at. Cause I think
docket?
That's,
am I a lawyer now?
I don't know why I said that.
I object.
Where's your gavel? Is it called a gamble? Gavel. Gavel. What is it called?
A gavel.
Yeah, gavel.
My wooden hammer. What do they call it when you're not shucking crabs? Son of a bitch. Shucking. Okay.
It's oysters.
No, when you're eating crabs and you picking a crab, your wooden mallet. Next.
I was thinking of like you like shucking an oyster. I don't know if that's the right word, but where are you?
No, I'm talking about the wooden hammer, the mallet, okay. The literal mallet.
Okay.
Well, so how was it not serving us, Shannon?
I think we explained that one.
That's fair.
Like, literally, like, we acknowledge now that we were in a really good place and we were headed in the right direction and we derailed ourselves. I don't know if I want to say derailed us. I think all this is important for our journey. So I think that I want to reframe the way I've been saying that.
I think every negative experience that you go through in your life, negative or positive, but everything in your past shows you where you don't want to be anymore or do want to be.
That's fair.
And it, like, every negative experience, I've been there, done that. I don't want to fucking let it happen again.
Yeah. I think it just, we slip back a little bit. Pivoted. I don't want to say this was negative because I think that there was a lot of lessons that we learned out of all of this. So I don't want to like put this as like a chalk up to a bad thing. I think that it happened for a reason.
I think we had two very different 2022s.
That's fair.
You had a very healing year. I had a very piece of shit year.
Okay. Well, right. Then we fell off the wagon and we're getting back.
Yeah, I 100% fell off the wagon.
Okay. So we're going to rebuild. And how are we doing that?
Well, let me say this one great thing that I said last time that I want to say again.
Okay.
That I think, did I say that at the beginning of this episode?
I don't know. I don't know what you're about to say. So I have no idea.
Well, if I said it this episode, I'm just going to be repetitive. If I said it last episode,
again, repetitive.
Okay. I think there's something so empowering and powerful in being able to say you're curating the life that you want.
I don't know. You said, you did not say that exact phrase. So you're not being repetitive.
I think it's worth noting again, last episode, this episode, don't know, don't care. Worth repeating because it's true. Yes. Like, how fucking powerful is that?
I think it's really cool that I have hair in my mouth right now.
She just fingered the shit out of her tongue.
I readjusted my posture to a power pose.
She did.
And then
I got
fucked over by hair, so it's fine.
It was really funny.
I think it's really cool that when we were sitting down talking about this podcast, we first of all put our personal goals first. We put all of those first, and then we're like, okay, how are we going, what, how do they tie in together, right? Yeah. And then we put these system in places. We put systems in place to make sure that we accomplish this. And I'm going to list off because you listed them. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
You can go ahead. Go for it.
I don't care about listing them. But do we want to talk about each thing individually or do you want to name them and then go back?
I was going to name them and go back.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we talked about some of these already. The habit share, we talked about a lot in the last one. Accountability, hard conversations, 401s, family meetings, to-do lists, routines, time blocking. Time blocking is big too, but and then yeah, I'm going to go back into that. But the Habit Share, we 10 out of 10 recommend the Habit Share.
Yeah. And you, if you want to add us as friends, we'd be more than happy to be your accountability partners. Add us.
Yeah. Facebook message us, because if there's like a link that you have to send each other. But we love Habit Share. We call each other out on it. We're like, you heard last episode, we're still trying to figure out. We have them there. And we're actively doing it, but we're not actively doing the habits all the time. So
what I wanted to mention last time when we talked about that, I'm just going to mention it real quick, is, and it ties into the 1% better. I have all the habits that I, 90% of the habits on there that I want to achieve every day. But right now I'm focusing on
a few at a time.
A few at a time.
That's fair.
So yes, I'm consciously choosing to not track my macros. Because I don't fucking want to. But also, I want to.
But you're constantly choosing to do something else.
I'm consciously to focus on the other things. And I feel like once I have those down as 100% habits ingrained in my brain, it'll be a lot easier to shift my focus to other things.
What does that look like to you, though, 100% habit?
Where I'm doing it every day.
Without thinking about it, or
not necessarily thinking about it, because I am very type A and I do have to have a plan. So I'm always like, okay, I'm gonna do my affirmations at this time. I'm going to do my gratitude with my affirmations after I'm done eating. Like, I will always think about it and have a plan, but I want to, I don't even know if it's necessarily habit. This is where my discipline comes in, because right now I think it is a habit where I'm thinking about it, but I'm consciously choosing to not, because I don't fucking want to.
Okay.
And I think I need to keep getting that discipline better to be like, yeah, I don't fucking want to, but we're going
to
do it.
It's like right now you're lifting at 10, but you have to work up to lift it at 15.
Yeah.
For my gym folks over there. That's fair. Yeah, I love the Habit Share. I am definitely avoiding it right now. Because I haven't been doing everything that I want to do, and I am an avoid it person, but it's something I'm aware of. I'm aware that I've avoided it, so that's like my good.
Gluten awareness.
Yes. Fine. I might just put on the Habit Share, Habit Share.
That's hilarious.
But this goes into accountability, right? Like, we have 401s. We keep each other. The 401s is another part of that. I think that a lot of these are wrapped up in the whole thing. Like, accountability, hard conversations, 401s, and family meetings all kind of wrap up together.
We've never talked about family meetings, though.
No, I was going to go into that. Okay. That was the one that I was – because we talked about accountability, hard conversations, and we briefly talked about 401s. We're going to table the 401s to talk about when we talk about housekeeping stuff. But family meetings, you and Jake have family meetings every week, right?
Yes. We try to do it like every Saturday, Sunday, depending on my work schedule.
Yeah. I don't have much to say this because I don't have a family meeting. I don't have.
Hold on. Let me find it. I'll read you guys my, we have a meeting agenda because I'm very type A. Do I have time to talk about this?
I mean, we're at 42 minutes. I don't really care.
I'll be quick. But I can't take credit for all of this because I did find it somewhere. Half of it. I can't find it. Can you cut out this time?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So, Jake and I have a weekly family meeting every week, and here are our discussion points. The first part of the agenda I came up with on my own, and then I don't remember who I got these questions from at the end, but I love them. So, the beginning of, well, I'll just go through it. First, we talk about our schedules, mine and his separately and then together. And then this is also where we make our meal plan for the week. And when we're talking about the meal plan, we'll also figure out when we're going to grocery shop. And then we go into our budget. We are on a kind of a strict budget because we're still in like active debt payoff mode. So we go through the budget where all of our money is going for the week. And we'll also talk about our grocery budget to tie in with the meal plan. And then we go through our weekly goals. Jake and I both do 411s, and we'll do them together so we kind of know where each other's at and be able to hold each other accountable. And then we'll do to-do lists. 411s are not really to-do lists, so we do have a separate to-do list for each of us individually. And then these are the questions that I'm in love with, and Jake and I really like doing them because I think it's really insightful. So first is compliments. One thing I really love that you did this week was blank. Something about you that I am super grateful for is blank. Is there anything coming up this week that one of us needs support in? Do we have a date night or quality time planned? I'd love to see blank. I'd really love your help with blank. It would mean a lot to me if blank. It would be really sexy if blank. And then, is your mind empty?
Is there anything else we need to cover in regards to relationship, finances, and health?
Love that.
Yeah. I think I love these like prompts. So I thought that was really cool that we do that.
Yeah, I love that.
Thanks. So yeah, family meetings. And you can do that with your kids, with your husband, with your best friend, whoever.
We'll advise on that because I think that that might be something Delaney and I should put into place.
That would be super good.
Yeah. I think that would help a lot because we do plan on meal prepping together and stuff.
Yeah.
So that would be awesome. Yeah, that'd be cool. It also cuts back on like grocery bills if you're buying together versus separate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And food waste.
Yeah. And then you don't have to be like, well, this is mine. Why did you use this?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say on family meetings?
No, family meetings I'm done with.
Okay.
Can I talk about to-do lists?
Yes. That's what I was transitioning to.
Oh, God. I love to-do lists.
Yes, you do.
There's nothing in this world I love more than a good to-do list.
Same, though.
And crossing things off. I don't really have much to say
sometimes
on this.
Sometimes I put things on the to-do list that I've already done just to cross it off.
Oh, guilty. 100% guilty.
Just like a dopamine rush I need.
Yes. And I think that's good. It like keeps me motivated.
Or like I get made fun of a lot for this, but like if I have to clean the kitchen, I'll put each individual task in the kitchen.
Yes.
Because then I like cross more off and I'm like, yes.
Oh, for
come
sure.
Come to me, daddy. Like, love that so much.
Yes.
Yeah. And then routines. I think the routines go into habit share. I've gotten one of the things that I have not mastered yet, but it's something that I'm consciously going to be aware of is have you ever gone on cleaning talk? Like the cleaning side of TikTok? There are some like really cool cleaning things in there that I really want to make a routine that I have not yet. And I plan to like, leaving a scrub daddy in the shower and like wiping off like a ledge, like when you're like stuff like that, like doing it as you go in the week. So you don't have to like spend extra time that you're not in the shower, obviously cleaning stuff.
I don't understand how these people do these Sunday resets where they like vacuum and wipe down their entire house in an hour.
I do.
How?
They have regular jobs.
No, not even that. How do you do it all in an hour?
I could probably do a whole house in an hour, but it's not going to be good.
How? Okay, fair.
Yeah.
That
unless
blows
you
my mind.
Do different parts each week.
Yeah.
Which there are. There are some, I've learned this, there are some people that are way cleaner than I am and way messier than I am. I don't think that every window ledge needs to get cleaned down every week. Maybe every 2 weeks. But I don't think it needs to be cleaned every week. I think a deep clean vacuum needs to happen once a week. I don't think it needs to happen every day, but that's what the little fucking vacuum's for.
You're welcome for that.
I know. I'm very excited to use that in the new house. Yes. My mom literally looked at me. She picked it up. She goes, is this coming with you? And I said,
hells yeah.
Is that even a question? She was like, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a second one for upstairs, though.
I do. I know.
In the basement.
Yes.
One for every level.
Yeah.
Game changer.
But they were like $100. Like, whatever. I'll spend $100 on one of those for each level. And it's all hardwood.
Peace of mind, honestly.
Everything's hardwood.
Worth it. That's really nice.
Which I never thought I'd be so excited about. But that's going to be real nice. Because I can just... There's something about taking a Swiffer on the hardwood and seeing the cleanness. Mm-hmm. I don't...
Just does it for you.
It does. It's a turn on. I'm not going to lie to you.
I love that.
Like, my future husband, watching him do that, it's going to be... It's going to be a good time for me. It's going to be a great time.
Literally.
Anyhow, what housekeeping do we have?
So, if you're not already following us, you best be doing it because we besties now.
Speaking of that, TMI Tribe. If you're not on there, you might want to because...
Might? No, you want to.
Oh, yeah. But I was just going to tease them. Be like, oh, you might want to join it because we got some good shit. So we talked about last episode about doing 411s and stuff like that in a workshop. We're actually going to record a whole ass 411 session and post it on there on how to do it, what it looks like and all that stuff. It's probably going to be the length of an episode, but we're going to do it on video because we think it's going to be great.
It's definitely like a visual situation. We're going to do the technical details in an episode one day, but it's definitely more like a you need to see it.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense if you see it on the computer screen than if you hear us just explaining it.
Yeah, and since we're doing it in the TMI Tribe, it'll be there so you guys can watch it every year whenever you need
to refresh, whatever. I'm going to try and find a way to make it like a Google Drive PDF link where you can copy it and create it your own.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
I don't quote me on that yet. I don't know if that's a thing that's possible, but I'm going to try and figure that out.
And obviously free. Like TMI Tribe?
Yes, free. Yep.
It's on Facebook. You can find it, TMI Tribe. The messy imperfection, if you didn't know what TMI stood for, but also too much information because that's what we're famous for.
Yep, 100%.
No doubt about that. Anywhere on Facebook, The Messy Imperfection, Instagram, TikTok, like what?
TikTok.
Please go follow us on TikTok. We're truly
weird again. I need to leave.
Well, we're wrapping up. Please go follow us over on TikTok. We're really trying to build our following. We post some really hilarious shit over there. And obviously, if you want to catch us on our personals, you can find us through all of our...
All the links are in the show notes. Please go check them out.
Okay, bye.
Bye.